Well, I got a woman, good foster, everything. Oh, yeah. I got a woman, good foster, good me. In the night, I'm dream. Well, my girl, I don't want to leave. Well, I got a woman, good foster, good me. Come along first, oh, and treat me right. If I'm on the street, I'll be alone. Guitar player was a friend of mine at that time, James Burton. He took me backstage to meet Elvis. I was so excited. So I walked up to the dressing room door, and Elvis came to his side of the dressing room door, and I heard myself saying, "Elvis, how did you end up in all them awful movies?" I couldn't believe I said that. I was so embarrassed. Elvis said, "I don't know, man. The last thing I remember is driving a truck." So it's kind of a good lesson for me, because now when somebody comes up to me and says something stupid, I think about Elvis. was all about my time and change. I'm a statement worth my sending. Waiting on the gym outside, what's my eyes? I'm just trying to stay them all in.
I'm not alone. Thinking about it one day.
South African man in my house when I recorded that song. And I said, I'd like to say I'm a man that's lost in the jungle and I'm wandering around crazy in Zulu. He said, well, you can't say that for Zulu because they live in the jungle. They live in the bush. They don't get lost. You can't say that. So he gave me something else to say, which I don't remember what it was. Anyway, I'm going to give you my public service announcement for the evening. It may be possible to love somebody too much. This next song I wrote for my ex-wife on the occasion of our divorce. She came up to me one day and she said, if your fans knew you as well as I do, they wouldn't like you that much. That's my first indication it wasn't working out right. Gonna sing you one more love. Holding my sweet baby down, laying out in the shadows. stranger to me. I'm such a stranger to me. Just a stranger and a stranger. Thank you. me about this logo I got on the side of my piano. It's the Starkey Foundation. Elton introduced me to these people. It's a hearing aid company. They give away tens of thousands of hearing aids to third world children all over the world. And they also take care of my hearing problem. I'm deaf as a post. But you can go to their site on the web, look for the Starkey Hearing Foundation, see all these little children hearing their relatives' voices for the first time. It's amazing. Bill Austin is a guy in Austin. I said, Bill, how do you do this? 6 months out of the year, you're in Zimbabwe, Kenya, Colombia, all those places. He said, well, somebody's got to do it, and I know how to do it, so I do it. I said, Bill, you make Mahatma Gandhi look like a car dealer. But anyway, the Starkey Foundation, go look at them. Well, the day's gone. Sit alone and think of you, girl. What can I do without you in my life? Yes, I'm a guest. But the time is back, living in a dream world, back to myself. I know him one day, and George Harrison called me up. He said his sitar teacher, Ravi Shankar, had called him and said there was a terrible famine in his homeland of Bangladesh. I had never heard of that place before that time. He'd asked George if he could figure out how to do something for the people. And George decided he was going to do a concert, ask all of his friends to play, and give all the money to the people of Bangladesh. So he decided he was going to do that at Madison Square Gardens in New York City. He asked me if I would help him do that, and I said, sure, I'll do that. So we went up to Madison Square Gardens on the day of the concert. We got there about 3 or 4 hours before the concert was to start. The band had been up there for 5 days rehearsing, but I don't think George liked to rehearse any more than I did. So we showed up, and there was another guy that we wanted to be on the show. We didn't know if he was going to be able to come or not. He had a terrible motorcycle accident, and I think broke his neck or something. And he hadn't played any place in 2 years, so we weren't sure if he was going to come. And we got up there, and sure enough, there he was. He was there. So he got up on the stage, and he called George up to play guitar. He called Ringo up to play tambourine. Called me up to play bass, of all things. So we did that show. We came down sitting in the dressing room. Now, the dressing rooms in Madison Square Garden are huge. They're for hockey teams and arena football, basketball, maybe a tractor pull, I don't know. But they're huge. And I was sitting over there with this guy, and he had his guitar. We had 35 people in our cast that was way over in the other corner, like they was afraid of him. They didn't want to come around him. He was always very nice to me. He told me everything I wanted to know about the music business, about New York City, about songwriting, about life. Anything I wanted to know, he was happy to tell me. So I started asking him to sing. I sing, "Sing It's All Over Now, Baby Blue." He sang that. And I said, "Sing Boots of Spanish Leather." He sang that. So he sat there and sang for me for about 20, 30 minutes. And was getting ready to go back up on the stage and was walking up there. And he said, "Do you think this second audience will be anything like the first audience?" I said, "Well, there's going to be 20,000 of them. And they'll probably like just about anything you do. So I wouldn't worry about it." So we went up there and played that second show. When I got home, I cut 6 of his songs and sent them to him for his birthday. This is one of them. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
When I was a young man in Oklahoma, it was what they call a dry state. I don't know if you have that out here or not. Dry state, it doesn't mean there's not any alcohol. It means there's not any alcohol laws. And that enabled me to start playing in the nightclubs when I was 14 years old. I made $10 a night and all I could drink, and I drank all of it. Fortunately, my drinking problem was almost over with by the time I was 20. Anyway, I'd go play my little job and come home, listen to my crystal set radio that I made out of the Boy Scout manual. And at that time of night, that station only got church music and rhythm and blues. So, just coincidentally, at that time, I was playing piano in the Methodist church, and I brought some of the Pentecostal music into the Methodists, and they run me off. Now, if you forgive me, Methodists are just a little bit starchy. So anyway, there was a guy at that time on the radio named Ivory Joe Hunter. He had a huge hit, Ivory Joe Hunter. I was so jealous, I thought, why can't my name be something like Ivory Joe Hunter? I later changed my name to Leon Russell because it sounded like a name that nobody would change their name to. But anyway, I'm not going to play his hit for you. I'm going to play the B-side, which I like very much. Well, I got a Kansas City woman with a New York girl, my body, my body. I got a Kansas City woman with a New York girl, my body, my body. But it would pay my rent. I'm a broken soul now, my body, my body. The one thing about my baby, girl, it makes me pay. After I got out of high school, I left my dry and dusty Oklahoma. I was 17 years old. I wanted to go out to Los Angeles and get into advertising. Don't ask me why. So I got out there, and after those advertising guys hurt my feelings a few times, I stopped trying to do that, and I started playing on people's records. One day I got a call from Elektra Records. I went down there as a young man down there wearing what they call a nudie suit, Nudie the Rodeo Taylor. had cat tie and covered wagons and oxen and horseshoes and horses and rhinestones and all that stuff. He had a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was crazy about hillbilly music. So we became good friends. I was getting ready to go on the road with Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen program. I, of course, played the part of the Mad Dog in that program. But Graham came out to Burbank Airport and he brought me a green silk top hat. I was fond of them at that time. I've since switched to something more geographically correct. But I wore it on the road and we played catch with it. Somebody sat on it. And the inside started coming out. And I looked in there and said, MGM 1938 Al Jolson, the jazz singer. So I was in tall cotton for a minute. Anyway, Graham told me that I should sing this song. I don't believe it was his song, but he said I should sing it, so I did.
Why? I'm not good beyond.
Thank you very much. I studied music a good little bit when I was a young man. I studied Bach and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky and Chopin and Wagner and Shostakovich and B.B. King. Probably studied B.B. more than all the rest of these guys. He's a blues singer, of course. And always sounded like he had maybe Count Basie back in the background lurking around. Anyway, I got a call one day from B.B.'s office. He was going to cut one of my songs. He wanted me to come down and play on it. I was so excited. So I went down there, and we cut the song. I went over. After we cut it, there's going to play it back, and I took him by the hand, and I took him out in the studio. I wanted to talk to him. Now, those rooms, the way they do that, they got this room where they put the musicians, and you got the room where all the electronic stuff is, and usually there's a wall in between with a glass and a soundproof. So, I don't know if you know B.B.'s music or not, but he's got this deal where he sings a line and then he plays a line on the guitar. He sings a line and he plays a line on the guitar. Well, the good news is that he does that when he's telling stories, too. If he's got a guitar in his hand, he'll say a line of the story and then he'll play a line on the guitar. So I took that about as long as I could, and I said, played all the way through the end, played an ending. And he did the second story. We played that all the way through. We did it the third time. It's all different tempos and different keys, things that he does. We got to the end of the third one. B.B. was crying. He said, "Leah, I ain't never had that before." And I said, "B.B., I ain't never had it either." This is my song that he cut. Sometimes I get impatient. I love you.
Am I from a tightrope?
Oh,
Thank you. Thank you very much. About 45 years ago, I was down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I was making a record down there. A friend of mine came down. She always used to like to watch me do that stuff. She fell asleep while we were recording. She was snoring like a brontosaurus. So I felt like I'd write her a little song that I could play for her when she woke up. She passed away unexpectedly a few weeks ago. I find myself playing her song all the time, just so I can think about her. There's a lady I know, and I'm lucky to say, she's a woman in heavenly. She weeps just like a willow, and hate is climbing up my thing. When she touches my eye, take my heart in my hand. If you knew that child, you'd plainly see. When she laughs, I realize I'm in love with my sweet Emily. Oh, she knows how to boogie like a honky-tonk queen. Tell me what it's jive and when it's real. She's a dancing delight. She made me feel good. And if I need forgiving, love it, I know she would. Just one in the world. It's a national fact. She can put me right back on the right track. Me, talking about my sweet memory. Oh, I can't give a reason for the way that I feel. Love can always tell you where your heart is. No way to explain. With a whole world in chain, I know that girl will always remain the same. But more can I say? No words can describe this feeling that I have inside. When you look in my eyes, you know I love my sweet Emily. When you look at my eyes, you know I love my sweet Emily. Thank you. Another friend of mine passed away recently, and I'd like to dedicate this next song to the memory of the Reverend Andre Crouch. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadow come? watching my heart be lonely. I long for heaven and home. Well, Jesus is my portion. My constant friend is he. If I ain't long a sparrow, and I know he watches, he watches me. Oh, I've seen before, I'm happening. Oh, I've seen before, I'm free. Well, his eye is on the time is sparrow. And I know he watches, he watches me. So let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I heed, resting on his goodness. I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leads me, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches, he watches me. Oh, I've seen because I'm happy. Oh, I've seen because I'm free. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches, he watches me.
Standing by the highway, a suitcase by my side. There's no place I wanna go, I just thought I'd take a ride. Many people look my way, many pass me by. And in my quiet reflection, I wonder why. To the thieves I am a bandit, to the mothers I'm a son, to the preacher I'm a son-in-law, I'm not the only one. To the sad ones I'm unhappy, to the losers I'm a fool, to the students I'm a teacher, with the teachers I'm in school. To the hobos I'm a prisoner, for everything I own, to the soldier I'm just someone else who's dying to go home. General sees a number, politicians too. To my friends, I'm just an equal in this world too. Baggy mirror, won't you tell me please? Do I find myself in anyone I see? Baggy mirror, if I only could, try to see ourselves in the underwood. To policemen, I'm suspicious, it's in the way I look. I'm just another character to finger pen and boot. Don't shoot me. To the censor, I'm pornography, with no need anyway. To the hooker, I'm a customer without a fate. Tell them I think I'm merchandise, they had me for a song. The left ones think I'm right, the right ones think I'm wrong. Many people look my way, many pass me by, and in my quiet reflection, I wonder why. Magic mirror, won't you tell me please? Do I find myself in anyone I see? Magic mirror, if only could, try to see yourself in the underwood. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I made some bad lines. Back to have my life on stage, with 10,000 people watching, they will know. Now I'm singing this song for you. Not knowing any of me, what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, can't you see? Though my moment bonus to me, darling, can't you please say to me when we're alone, and I'm singing this song for you. You taught me precious secret, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front, I was hiding. Now I'm so much better. If these words don't come together, listen to the melody, my love is in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, I was singing this song for you. We were alone, we're alone now, and I'm singing this song. Singing this song for you.
Thank you very much. Now, this is the part of the program where we're supposed to walk off the stage and then we unexpectedly return and play more songs. Those of you that know me know that I'm not that crazy about walking. So if you pretend that I walked off the stage and we came back. I'm going to leave you with a rock and roll song. That I like, I hope you like it too. I'm gonna write a little and I'm gonna make it to my local DJ.